T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For 2 years on this program, I have said I'll personally write the first check for $1,000 for a monument for Doug Wilder. I didn't even support Doug Wilder when he was running for governor, but he deserves to be honored as the first African-American governor in America. No one wants to take me up on it. Nobody's serious, right? Well, listen, I want to salute Kim Gray, member of the Richmond City Council. She's at least trying to build up monuments, not tear them down, it seems. And I welcome you to the program this morning. What is this proposal that I'm hearing about?
Good morning.
Good morning.
The proposal is one that came out of the Monument Avenue Commission recommendations. Mm-hmm. There was a significant Civil War battle at New Market Heights that exhibited the valor of the U.S. colored troops. There was a lot of loss of life and casualties there, and those U.S. colored troops, subsequently 14 of them received Congressional Medals of Honor.
Mm-hmm.
So this monument would be to those troops who were bestowed that honor.
Now, New Market Heights, where is that?
It's in Verina. There's a New Market that's, I think, outside of Stanton that
has
a battle. But this is in Verina in Henrico County, and there's a marker there. So it was a significant battle, so significant that General Lee left his post and came there to observe the action.
Mm-hmm. The colored troops, the colored Union troops, were they Richmonders? Were they Virginians? Do we know much about those individuals?
We have a listing of their names, and that is that 7 of them were from Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, Powhatan Beatty, went on, or Beatty, depending on how you pronounce it, went on to become one of the most famous actors of color of his time. So there's a lot of information about him, but we have the names of the remaining ones, and we will be looking to try to locate some of their descendants as well to have them weigh in on the monument.
Yeah. Well, I think that's important if they're Virginians who fought, even if they fought on the Union side and not the Confederate side. Richmond, of course, for people who are new here, the capital of the Confederacy at the time, there's so many stories of brave people who did what they thought was the right thing at the time. And we can debate it all day and all night about what choices reasoned moral individuals made at that period of time. But there's so many stories that haven't been told that it seems responsible to me and enlightened to help tell those stories. Why has this proposal been met with open arms by others on the council and in the city, or has it been a tepid response?
I haven't gotten a from individuals within the city.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't gotten an official response or any response, but
mm-hmm.
from the public, it's been very positive. I think people understand the need to tell a more complete story of our history.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is a battle that was very significant. And I was really ashamed to say that I was not aware of it. And there's so much history that's unknown to us. So
the proposal exactly, is this going to be, in your mind's eye, is this a statue on Monument Avenue or a statue that would go in Henrico where the battle actually took place? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking Monument Avenue,
mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that it would be of the same style and scale as the monuments that are there to Confederate soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be a more complete story of the Civil War.
Yeah. And what's the price tag, do you think? I guess, you know, depending on the design, it could be outrageously expensive, or it could be a little more modest, like the Arthur Ashe statue was at the time that it was put up.
Right. Well, we're setting a big goal for ourselves. We haven't come together as a foundation to discuss that. I ballparked the cost, and we're not talking public dollars. We're going to be embarking on a capital campaign and fundraising privately to make sure that this becomes a reality. Mm-hmm. But we're looking somewhere in the $10 to $15 million range, I would think.
Oh my, okay. Well, that's some fundraising to get that done.
Yeah, I think it's doable.
Yeah. Are there other monuments you would add? I mentioned at the beginning of this interview, you know, for 2 years I've talked about a monument to Doug Wilder. You know, any living person has good things about them and bad things about them. They're things they've probably done that all of us would go, oh, gosh, I don't particularly care for that. But, you know, you can't deny, regardless of what you think of Doug Wilder, you can't deny his place in the history of Virginia and the history of the United States. And no one seems to be interested in taking me up on the movement for that monument. And then, of course, you got Oliver Hill, who a lot of people have offered lavish praise to, but
right.
There's not a monument to Oliver Hill. Is there anybody else that you would add to the potential list if we were to grow Monument Avenue?
There's so many, and I don't know that it's all about Monument Avenue or other locations that might be more significant in respect to the historic, you know,
right.
Location, but I think it would be great to have a monument to Doug Wilder. He's about to be 30 years since he was sworn in as our governor. That was in 1990. So I think that would be an important memorial to his service to our Commonwealth.
I think so, too. Hey, I've upset some people on my Facebook page, the John Reed Show, WRVA. I posted
really?
The picture. Well, I posted the picture of the unveiling of the Kehinde Wiley statue yesterday, and I love Kehinde Wiley. I'm not slamming him at all. Like his artwork, traveled around the world and seen it in museums all around the world. I think it's unique, and he's a talented artist, unlike a lot of modern artists. I posted the picture of the unveiling not going well, you know, the banner getting stuck, and I said, this is, as a native Richmonder, I hate to say this, but if you had to sum up the city of Richmond at this moment in one picture, this would be it. A lot of hype about a fake statue, someone who never lived, and you can't even unveil it correctly, which is a little harsh, I acknowledge, it's provocative. But you were there yesterday. Tell me your reaction to this statue and contrast it, if you will, with what you're proposing. Because I think it's important, the difference between real people who made real sacrifices and had to make really tough decisions that we may or may not agree with or understand today, and this kind of generic, very beautiful piece of artwork, but it's not a real person.
Well, I love the statue. Mm-hmm. For me, it is a real person. It's a fusion of several people. I mean, there's a lot of symbolism in the statue.
There's symbolism. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think it's really important to have art that reflects a diverse society. Mm-hmm. So I think for me, it's really important. And seeing young little black boys looking up to the monument, some had their hair in similar fashion.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was adorable, but I think it's important to have all types of art in our community. I love the statue. I think it's high quality.
Certainly true. I mean, it's a really wonderful piece. And
I think everyone should experience it.
Yeah.
I think that there's so much emotion around it, and that's what I was able to experience. So many people broke down crying because they had never seen themselves reflected in a work of art of that scale.
Well, that's part of the challenge, and that I appreciate you. I hope that young black children, young black men will see Doug Wilder's statue, and whether they're Republicans or Democrats or independents or whatever the future holds, they'll say, hey, I can be the governor of Virginia. I can be on the city council. I can run for president of the United States. They'll see they'll see the statue that you propose and say, sometimes you got to make tough decisions that will upset people. And you fight for what you believe in, and you just hope that the future generations will look at those judgments that you make today with some sort of curiosity rather than condemnation. I think that's this is what I appreciate about you proposing this, is I think we can build going forward and tell new stories instead of tearing down things. And I'm out of time, but Kim Gray,
Thank you.
The councilwoman, Richmond City Councilwoman, I really appreciate you joining us on the air today.
Thank you. Please come back again. It's about uniting us.
Amen to that. We're back with more in a moment. News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.